This is the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm joined by Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Now, Sarah, the Oklahoma City Council agreed to a $45 million public investment in the vacant First National Center. This is a 1 million square foot building that was purchased by Gary Brooks and Charlie Nicholas in January for $23 million. Why do the developers need the public investment here?
Well, so in part, it's because those buildings are expensive to redevelop and it's hard to turn a profit. So the argument is if you can incentivize the construction, those properties won't sit vacant. And for buildings like the First National Center and even the Skirvin Hotel, those properties have asbestos in them, or in the Skirvin's case, had asbestos. So they get federal EPA money to clean up the asbestos correctly and limit the developer's liability.
Now, you've been in this building recently. What's it like right now?
Well, it's been a few weeks, but it was really interesting. I got Gary took me up through a couple of floors, and we got to see the construction work from a group called First Step, and basically it's a sober living facility for folks who are trying to get control on their lives. And so it's really hard manual labor, and so basically they're taking down wiring and sheetrock and wires and you know, kind of metal sheeting everywhere. And they Gary wants to get a LEED certified. And so in order to do that, he's got to recycle a bunch of stuff. So that means this very tedious, meticulous separating out all of these materials. But you can even recycle sheetrock. I didn't know that you could recycle sheetrock. So they're doing all that sort of stuff. It's really hard manual labor and really interesting things kind of left over from previous tenants. They had to kind of disassemble giant filing cabinets, you know, to the ceiling filing cabinets. It's really interesting work to kind of see the guts of a building, basically.
I'm sure there are plenty of quirks in a place like that. How old is that building?
Oh, gosh. I believe it was built in the 30s, so it's getting up on, 80-ish years. So it's got really interesting kind of Art Deco features everywhere, and just I like the little details, kind of like the scrolls, the metal scroll over the water fountain on the first floor, and kind of the buttons and the scrolling around the buttons on the elevators. That sort of stuff I think is really, really fascinating.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are excited about getting a look at the building once it's been renovated. Let's talk about another story from your paper this week. This one is on occupational licensing. As I understand it, Labor Commissioner Melissa McLaughlin-Houston wants to make licensing more efficient for lawmakers and business owners. She released some plans on Monday to guide lawmakers who want to create new licenses, as well as a plan to create an interactive database for business owners. Governor Fallon tasked her to do this. Why are the governor and labor commissioner examining licensing right now?
Well, so it's hard for the legislature to gauge whether the licensure is really needed. Most people assume a license is the best way to regulate a business, but Commissioner McLaughlin-Houston says it's the most stringent. The rubric that she created would allow the legislature to create a more tailored regulation for kind of each new profession. She also wants to build a database that puts all the licenses in one place because there isn't one now. For example, to get, figure out whether there's a license for a particular profession, you have to look on four different websites, which just is incredibly cumbersome.
So obviously you need a license to practice medicine in Oklahoma. But there are some professions that require a license that the labor commissioner is saying perhaps a license isn't really necessary, right?
Absolutely. So some things like human resources professionals, for example, people in that industry argue that the trade group, the Society for Human Resource Management, or SHRM, provides a strict enough certification that a separate state license isn't really necessary.
Sarah Terry Cobo is a senior reporter at the Journal Record. Sarah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's great to be here, Jacob. Thanks for having me.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. A big thanks this week to Tulsa musician Midday Static for providing our new theme music. You can find a link to Midday Static on our website, kgou.org. Both KGOU and the Journal Record are on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.